BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN E-Hailing Council says an investigation by Bolt found no evidence of an alleged abduction of a social media content creator. Last week, the family of Simthande Myeza claimed he was kidnapped during a Bolt ride in Durban's Umbilo area. They say he was taken to an unknown location where money was extorted from his bank account. NewsWatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
The family says Myeza's captors demanded a ransom after realizing his identity and released him the following day. The incident sparked outrage on social media, with users calling for the e-hailing app to be boycotted. In a statement, Bolt said its investigation found no evidence that the incident took place during a trip on its platform. The company says it has shared its findings with police and is considering legal steps against Myeza for what it calls defamatory claims. Police have confirmed they are investigating the matter. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A search for an elderly Durban South woman has entered a fifth day. 67-year-old Soneni Sbia went missing in the Toyani area this week. It's understood the elderly woman also has dementia. Thorn Gowden from Renegade Search and Rescue says Sbia was last seen wearing a brown jersey and a blanket.
If you know of any elderly person in your area, in your vicinity, family member, friend, please advise their next of kin that they need to inform people within their area, their neighborhood, that this person has a case of dementia. If they're seen walking or isolated, they need to have contact details of the next of kin of where they can contact them at the same time.
And Donald Trump has doubled down on his calls for a peace deal and on fighting in Gaza. Posting on his Truth Social platform, the U.S. president has demanded leaders make the deal and, quote, get the hostages back. It's still unclear how close diplomatic efforts really are, despite Trump's prediction yesterday.
And I think it's close. I just spoke with some of the people involved. It's a terrible situation that's going Gaza, he's asking about. And we think within the next week we're going to get a ceasefire.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Trump's latest comments come as at least 71 people are said to have been killed in an Iranian prison after an Israeli strike. The top story this hour, the KZN E-Hailing Council says an investigation by Bolt found no evidence of an alleged abduction of a social media content creator. Last week, the family of Simthande Myeza claimed he was kidnapped during a Bolt ride in Durban's Umbilo area. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.